Hi, thank you so much for calling your telecoms department. How may I help you today?
My name is Sandeep, and I got this bill from Airtel. I don't know whether I've got a dollar limit in place, like, or should I be paying this?
Yeah, no worries, Sandeep. I'll be more than happy to check your account. I do believe you are one of the customers who's been affected with our system issue yesterday and this early morning. So let me just check over, okay? I'm speaking with Sandeep Fernandez, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you're pertaining with the invoice you received for the amount of $9.33?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So you already paid this together with the NDC, right?
Yes.
You have to disregard the invoice sent to you this morning. It was sent in error. It's just like a duplicate with the one that was sent September, because this is pertaining with your September invoice or services.
Yes.
However, you already paid this amount.
Yes.
So technically, it should be disregarded because we had a system issue yesterday, but it's already been sorted out this morning as well. So as you can see with your portal, your balance is current, already zero, and your correct invoice for your October services will be just sent tomorrow. Okay?
And I've got a direct debit in place for that, or I have to pay? Can you check that for me?
Yes, of course. So technically, your plan is $69.95 every month. And then let me check if you already set up your automatic payment.
How much my monthly is? How much? $69.
Yes, $69.95.
Yes.
I'm checking right now if you already set up your automatic payment. Oh, you haven't. So once you receive your invoice, at your earliest convenience, you may log on to our portal, customer portal, process the payment, and then you have an option to set up the automatic payment. So every month, it will be processed automatically.
So how do I get to that portal?
Okay. Yeah, we've sent you the credential, but after this call, I'll be resending you the password, the link, and email. Like, because there's a link, and then there will be a password username. Then you just need to log on to that link, put the password username, and then you can put in your bank details to set up the automatic payment. So I'll be sending you again the email after this call, and then once you receive your invoice at your earliest convenience, you can process the payment for October, and then moving forward for your future invoice, you can set up for automatic.
Okay. But you can't do it now? If I give you my bank card details, you can't do it now? Set it up now?
No, I can. If you would like, I can do it right now. One moment.
Yeah,
I'll
just do it because
the...
I don't have the... Maybe I'll forget to do all those things. So I'll just
give you the
card details so you can... just 1 second. I'll just come. 2 minutes.
Oh, sure. No rush.
Yeah, I got my card ready.
Thank you. May I have the card number, please?
Yeah, it's 4564.
4564.
6990.
6990.
1993.
1993.
3414.
3414.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me indicate here. And how does your name as it appears on your card?
S.R. Fernandez. S.R. Fernandez.
Okay, thank you. Your card expiration date, please?
8/28.
8:28. Security code, please.
Security code as well. 077.
077. Okay, let me put here as well on your portal. Then S.R. Fernandez. So there we go. This card has been put into your portal and it will be processing the payment automatically every month, okay?
Okay.
And again, we do apologize for the confusion caused in reference with the email you receive today for the amount of $9.33.
No.
This disregard is already been paid by you. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one and be safe.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.